the athletes out there. So that's the only thing I see, at least right now.
Does it get your attention when you see what happened last weekend with the FBS schools knocking off all the other schools?
Yeah, it definitely did, but that really doesn't really matter right now. I'm just worried about this week and the weeks after, but right now it's Missouri State.
Appreciate it. Thanks, man.
No problem.
Just talk about getting back on the field and, practicing and getting ready for this upcoming week, get that bad taste out of your mouth.
Well, the bad taste has been out of my mouth since after the game, so I'm just worried about Missouri State as of right now. And we're going to work hard this week so we can beat Missouri State.
Talk about some of the positives that you guys took out and this past game, to work on, to be a better team for this upcoming week.
Well, with the receivers, I don't think we had any drops, so that's a plus for us. And we blocked okay or pretty decently against NIU. So I think if we at least work hard this week and figure out ways to spread the field more, we'll be very successful on the field.
How do you feel you guys did in terms of those explosive plays and being able to get those?
I think we did all right. We could definitely done better, but that's just it's the first game. Mm-hmm. We still have a lot to do. We have a lot of things to work on, so hopefully in the weeks to come, everything will fall into place.
With as many guys as you have in the wide receiver rotation, is that a good thing? Do you look at that as a positive?
I look at it as a positive thing because, when guys get tired, there's always somebody to go in and replace them, and when that guy's ready to get back in, he can go right back in. So that's definitely going to be a really good thing for our receivers because we run the no huddle. So people get tired really easily. And when we get tired, we want the defense to be tired, so we're going to put in new guys every single time just to wear them down. So.